Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, babes.
Scott Mills.
And we're on. We're off and running. We have started the show. Good afternoon. This is Scott on Radio 1. And it's nearly only Blue Friday. Two things. I've got that weird thing again in my ear, which I get like all the time now, where I can only hear out of my left ear. So, like, to me, this sounds like that. If you're listening on a little rubbish portable radio, you wouldn't have got any of that, but I was just in your right speaker then. And also, I've just been busted for speaking on my phone again, pretending to speak on my phone, and then the phone wasn't on silent and it rang. And people laughed in reception. There's some weird men in reception, so I just pretend to be on my phone like I always do. Busted. Hey, Becky.
Hello, Scott. Hello, weird men in reception.
Welcome back. How was the secret nuclear bunker?
I didn't get to go in the end.
Why?
Because my boyfriend had to work.
What
but
did
I've
you
been
do
promised
instead?
We can still go another time. I went shopping in Reading.
Wow. Okay, good.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You missed loads yesterday, Becky.
Did I?
Yeah. We found someone unluckier than Unlucky Gary, and her name was Unlucky Kate. She is really unlucky.
She was really bad, wasn't she?
How do you know?
Because I made your podcast this morning.
Oh. Oh, yeah. So you've probably heard the whole show then?
Pretty much, yeah. Apart from the music bits.
So you'll know about the new song by Parry Grip about Paul the Octopus also?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Grip tweeted me last night saying, "Scab Mills, you rule." I'd quite like him to do a song for us.
Oh, he so should.
I'm going to tweet him back. And you'll know that I've been asking for people to send in their videos with the mongrels, our Mills and Mongrels 1 minute challenge online, where you can just play around with the backgrounds from our green screen kits that we give you. People are really getting involved with this now. Lots of people are sending them in. Thank you if you have sent them. The girl that we spoke to yesterday who said that she'd nearly finished hers, Emily, she just texted in going, "Look, okay, I've nearly finished editing mine." Okay, Emily, like I said, there's no pressure. Just send it when you can.
I tried to do one yesterday.
And?
Well, the one that doesn't speak is looking at now is so much better than the one. I tried really hard and it's not quite going to plan yet, but I'm going to keep working on it.
Okay, so what you do...
I forgot that you could actually, like, cut bits up and move it around. I thought you could just use, like, the whole of one bit. I need to know that I can put in other bits as well, rather than have you just with green and me doing a stupid voice.
Did you not read the instructions online?
I did, but I'm not particularly creative, so I was just like, oh, I just forgot I could put you, like, going on a roller coaster and...
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. One of my favourites that someone sent in so far is they've made it like a Baywatch scene. So they've taken scenes from the TV show Baywatch and have just put me in front of it, which is quite good. Anything else that you want? bbc.co.uk/radio1 and you will find all the stuff on there.
You're not meant to use like copyrighted stuff.
Oh.
But you can just come up with like generic backgrounds and you can act some stuff yourself, but don't use copyrighted material.
Right, so that person that did the Baywatch on, you're a bad person.
Well, it might not have been Baywatch. It might have just been a beach scene with women with big...
It was a Baywatch style. I don't know if it was from the actual show.
So it might have been Brighton Beach with some bird in a red bikini and you've thought, oh, there's Pamela Anderson.
Yeah. Looked similar.
Really?
Well,
was it actually her?
She had blonde hair, I don't know. If you want to do this, go and do the Mills Mongrel Challenge online now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. You'll find all the bits you need and then just get creative with it. Put sounds on it, put backgrounds behind me and the puppets. It's fun.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now let's speak to Unlucky Kate. Hello.
Hello.
You were a big success on our show yesterday. You made Unlucky Gary feel so much better, my mate, about all the bad stuff that's happened to him.
Yay.
So you went out last night?
Yeah, but nothing of note, I'm afraid.
Who did you go out with?
I went out with my friend Noodle.
Who's Noodle?
Noodle, Nikki Noodle. She's my little buddy.
Oh, Nikki Noodle. I know Nikki Noodle.
Of course you do.
So you went out, had a couple of glasses of wine, and...
Nothing. Everywhere was closed.
Woo! You went out last night and nothing happened.
No, something did happen.
What?
Because they went out last night and everything was closed. Oh, that's unlucky.
Well, it kind of closed at 11 o'clock and we wanted to carry on drinking but couldn't find anywhere. So
oh, that's fine. That happens to everybody. I think it's a... Nothing happened to unlucky Kate. Right, seriously, coming on this show, I think, is a turning point for you.
Really?
I'll tell you why.
Because
I think coming on this show and telling us about your unlucky experiences is bringing you good luck.
Right.
I do.
Well, believe it or not, I do manage to get through certain days without anything happening. I mean, everything I've said has been spread over, like, the last 10 years, so it's not all the time.
Yeah, but you know, you were saying
happens,
they were just...
It really does.
You were saying they were just the highlights, and there's many more mishaps.
Yeah, there are, and there's a brilliant story, but I tried last night, there is no way it can be edited for radio, I'm afraid.
Oh, really? See, that just makes me want to know more.
It's too dirty. Seriously, you cannot edit it, no matter what way you look at it. I tried. It didn't work. So I'm sorry.
But you have considered telling us.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not. Well, it's not me, for a start. That's that's the key point. I was party to it, but
would
I'm not
you,
the bad one.
Would you tell me if we weren't on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, OK. But is it something unlucky that's happened to you?
No, I was just witness to it. Basically, I went on...
Does it involve a zip?
No, it involves a chapstick.
Right, OK, good. Yeah, tell us off-air, definitely. Definitely an off-air one, that one, my darling. I'd like to know about more detail of some of the things that did happen to you, because Becky wasn't here yesterday.
Okay.
I want to know more about the riding the motorbike into the bar one.
OK, well, I was a holiday rep in Greece, and they give you mopeds to get between the different hotels, but they don't actually train you how to ride them. So I actually wrote off 3 in the 6 months I was out there.
Unlucky.
But this was the first one, and I'd only had it, like, literally 15 minutes. And I was coming up to a crossroads and trying to turn left and kind of nervous of falling off. And I just didn't lean far enough to the left and kind of just went diagonally across this crossroads. You know how bars in Greece, they just open out onto the street. They don't really have walls.
Mm-hmm.
So, literally, I just went up the steps and through the entrance. This bar was a brick thing that kind of curved around the length of the actual bar. I couldn't brake. I just didn't know what I was doing. You panic. So, yeah, full steam ahead and crash, bang, somersault. Ooh, pain.
But where did you land?
On the dance floor. I didn't hit anyone. That was the impressive thing. I literally sailed over people's heads and landed in an empty space in the dance floor.
Was that thing where you do the accelerator instead of the brake?
Well, I think that's what I did, but I don't know the terminology of it.
I think, were you like John Travolta in Wild Hogs?
Pretty much.
What
let me
are you
have
on about?
It's this really rubbish film that my dad's always on about. It's like an old person's film. It's like these men who get bikes in the midlife crisis. And it's got John Travolta in it. And they kind of just drive around.
Yeah, they just
bikes.
Go on a road trip and like go to a really random town and stuff.
Do you remember when me and you and the one that didn't speak were outside that bar the other night and we were talking about this? You don't ever see a young person on those bikes, do you?
No.
It's always hairy, slightly older men, generally.
Well, young people can't afford them or get the insurance for them.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
They're always men of a certain age who might be having a midlife.
They are very expensive. But when I lived in Miami, there were tons of young people on them.
Yeah, but not here.
No.
Oh, OK. Well, thanks for all the detail. And just keep us up to date when anything happens. It won't be long, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'll email you the chapter story.
Yes, please do. I look forward to that. OK,
right.
Love you. High five.
Love you too. Bye.
High five.
I can't iPhone, it doesn't do it.
Yes, you can, press keypad.
Oh, so annoying.
Press it.
There you go.
Thanks, Unlucky Kate. Amazing.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcasts.
Come on, Unlucky Kate, what are you doing? Where's the email? It's taking 3 minutes now. She said that she would email me, didn't she?
Have you done send and receive?
Hang on. Send and receive. Still nothing. I'm just waiting for the email about the story that can't be broadcast on air involving someone and a chapstick.
Maybe it's so long that it's taking ages to type.
Come on, Kay, we haven't got all day. You can't just say that kind of thing and go, oh, yeah, I'll email you the details and then not send it. God. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
AJ.
AJ, where are you today?
I'm on my way to Raynham to pick up my car.
Raynham, a couple of cairns. How can I help?
Well, I'd like to say to Becky, I'm quite offended.
Why?
Because Wild Hogs is not an old people film.
I think she just said that because her dad likes it.
To be honest, I've never seen it, so I can't comment. But it looks from the poster like four old blokes in leather having a midlife on a road trip, so I thought it was only for dads.
And that's what makes it one of their best films.
Oh, OK. How old are you?
I'm 19.
Right, well, how can you relate to that in any way?
Because I ride a motorbike myself.
Oh, fair play.
Is it funny even if you don't have leather jacket?
Yeah.
OK, good. Right.
Is it a good film that you would recommend that... Would I like it?
I think you would, yeah.
Are you sure?
Is there any romance in it?
No.
Just people riding bikes?
There's a bit of bromance.
Bromance?
Oh, I like a bromance. And that's it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Well, I'll get to that tonight then, maybe. Is it as good as Con Air?
No comment.
Well, that means no. And the thing is, that is the barometer how we judge all films. Is it better or worse than Con Air? Because Con Air is amazing.
What about Big Mama's House? How does it compare to that?
I haven't watched that, so I wouldn't know.
No, right. Neither have I.
Okay. All right, then. What are you on about today? Seriously. All right. All right, love you.
Love you too.
High five.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
So we're going to the Edinburgh Festival this year, and we did a musical last year. This year's challenge is we have to do a one-man show. It's not stand-up comedy. It can be absolutely anything. Thank you. I have got so many emails with all your suggestions on. And how do you keep an audience entertained for half an hour just stood there on your own? That's our challenge. Grimmy is doing a one-man show as well. So it's going to be me one night, Becky one night, one that doesn't speak one night, and Grimmy one evening at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. Here's Grimmy's idea for what he wants to do.
I was thinking about doing this, and this is a brave idea, but I think this could be entertaining. You get the audience to all write down a body part, and half the audience to write down a body part, the other half of the audience to write down a tattoo idea. I put them in two tombolas, pick one out of each, and then get a random tattoo on a random part of my body. What do you reckon? I think that's good. Never know what's going to happen, the anticipation of where it is, what it is. I wouldn't know. I'd be blindfolded. As long as it wasn't on the face, I'd do it.
Really?
I think he forgot to say...
Yeah, I know.
Or... yeah. Because that would just be wrong.
Think about it. Seriously. And I have thought about this before. How painful must that be?
I like it. Some people have ruler tattoos there, don't they?
Oh. Do they? Who have you met that's got a ruler tattoo on it?
Why do I know about that?
I don't know.
I've seen pictures. Why would I have seen pictures of that?
I don't know.
I'm probably one of those magazines that Matt Fincham shows me things.
It might be that, or maybe you've been watching a bit too much BBC Three. Yes. That's the kind of thing they would have on there.
Yes, it's one of those... I love those sort of documentaries. It's probably something on there.
Yeah. My ruler tattoo and me. Think about how painful that would be. But we've now got him recorded saying that apart from on his face, he would have that done anywhere. And people aren't just going to shout out arm, let's face it, are they?
No,
they're not.
Everyone's going to write down the same thing.
Think it through, Nick.
But I think apart from that, as long as he specifies not the boing, then you can't find it, so I'll do it myself. Yeah. I think he's going to be okay. I think that's a really good idea. But he does have to say that it's not going to be there, otherwise everyone will just say that.
Yeah.
So he only finds out where it's going to be when the tattoo man comes and...
I don't know. I'm not sure that's such a good idea. Anyway, any more suggestions for Grimmy? That would be great, because he's a bit stuck, obviously, at the moment. He just wants to have a tattoo on his... And that's...
I've actually just thought that if they choose what the picture is as well, it could be any part, a body part, and you could just get a picture of her. He's not going to win either way now, is he? Imagine if he had put them on his arm. I didn't think about you could do that, but now I've said it. Oops.
Yeah. Now here's the PR4L with some more of your ideas that you've been coming up with for our one-man shows. Thank you for all of these.
Dear Scott and Becky, my idea for Edinburgh? A puppet show. This does not mean ventriloquism, though. That would make you a creepster. Love you both. Taryn, Minnesota, USA. P.S. Come to America soon.
Do you think ventriloquists are a bit creepy?
Yeah, sometimes.
Why?
Because they obviously just use the puppet to say what they really think because they can't say it themselves. I think there's more issues there.
Bit sinister.
Yeah. You know, like, and you think, well, that dog doesn't really think that. You think that. That's why you're making the dog say it.
Yeah. Even though the dog isn't saying it, obviously, it's them with their mouth a bit closed.
It's weird.
That is weird. Okay, puppets are good, but I've just done the thing with Mongrels, the filming for Mongrels on BBC Three. So, I don't know. Maybe we borrow one of the Mongrels puppets from BBC Three. That would be good. You've got the metrosexual fox, you've got the chav pigeon, you've got the slightly...
You do realise the people who've never seen this show just sounds really, really odd.
You've got the girl dog who puts it about a bit. BBC Three, the show, it's an adult show.
Which one would you get for your show? I think you'd get the blonde dog.
I'd get the metrosexual fox. He's the best. Next!
A up, Scott, and all the others. How about asking Timmy Trendy to go to Edinburgh with you? He could do a show. Or that posh bird you get to read your emails could go. Can I have some tickets if you use my ideas? That is all. Darren.
OK, Darren. Posh Radio 4 lady came with us to do the musical last year. She did the big intro to it. She plays the ukulele, which is always good. Timmy Trendy, have we heard from him lately?
No, he's gone completely off the radar.
He has, hasn't he? Because I tried to email him recently, nothing at all.
No? Is that why you're wearing that shirt? Don't look at me like that! Why would you be emailing him if it wasn't for fashion advice?
What's wrong with this shirt?
I love the shirt. I was just doing... It's just... lemony.
Well, that's... It's created a bit of an atmosphere, hasn't it? Right, well, I'm just going in the bin when I go home.
Oh, no! Have you seen what the one that doesn't speak's wearing today? Can I talk about this accident?
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
He's got a Scott Mills T-shirt on. With a nice cartoon character of you and a big heart underneath it.
Yeah.
I think it rained on the way to work, but...
Did you smell of wet dog? Because it had rained and you got really caught in it. And you were cold and wet, and so the only thing lying around the office was the Scott Mills cartoon T-shirt. Wow. I like it you've covered it up, though, with a shirt over the top. Very wise.
Just got your little cartoon face poking out by his chest.
That's a good advert. I like that. Could you, like,
undo the
shirt?
No, we're not wearing them all the time for you.
That's
next. Just one step too far.
Here's what you do for your one-man Edinburgh show. A slideshow or PowerPoint of your most recent holiday. Yeah? Pretty easy for Becky to do, maybe. Thomas, Bellingham, USA.
We've talked about this before. Nobody likes seeing other people's holiday photos. It's only interesting for you. And the people who think that it is cool to get other people round and look at photos of their holiday endlessly are frankly just arrogant to think that.
And why is it easy for me?
Because you're always on holiday.
What? No, I'm not.
Always on a well-deserved holiday. You are lately. Your attendance record is really slack.
Ooh!
Yeah, all right.
You're still angry about the shirt, aren't you?
Next!
Hi, Scott. Just thought I'd give you some ideas for your upcoming solo performances at this year's festival. What about performing My Name is Scott and hand out tickets for listeners you've done wrong over the past years and let them take their revenge out on you live on stage?
No.
Mark, off of Swanley, Kent.
That's a really bad idea.
It's only a small theatre, is it, where we're doing it? It's not enough space for that. I thought you said it was going to be a small audience.
It is a small audience. I haven't done that many people wrong. Anyway, that's a bad idea. We finished up My Name is Scott a long time ago, so that's a no. But anything else you've got, we are really, really grateful for any suggestions you've got for our one-man shows in Edinburgh, so send them in, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk on my email. Anyone see the documentary on Channel 4 on Brucey last night?
Yes. It was brilliant.
I saw all the tweets about it and then watched it on Channel 4 Plus One, but it didn't spoil my enjoyment of the show. We've really found out some things on this show that we didn't know before about Bruce Forsyth. We've had him in on this show a couple of years ago, but we didn't find out anything as good as this.
When women wash socks normally, most women will do that, OK? And, of course, when you go to wear them, the top, the elasticity here is completely ruined, so you've got socks that won't come up properly. I have to lay them out like that.
See?
So don't fold your socks. And you know, like when you get two and then fold them into that sock ball?
Yeah.
Don't do that. Lay them out, stretch them out separately, mm-hmm. and you'll retain the elasticity so that you can pull them up to your knees.
More excellent advice here from Bruce.
It saves an awful lot of ironing if you just do the top button up and maybe the second button and just press it into shape. Especially you ladies, it saves you a lot of ironing that you'd otherwise have to do.
There we are, how to get non-iron shirts.
Now, that one was brilliant, right? OK, it's a good idea in
in theory is good,
yeah. But when he took this sopping wet shirt out of the sink and they didn't even wring it out, did he? He just hung it. It was just water just pouring all over the surface. I was thinking, if I was your wife, I'd be going mad. Bruce, what have you done? You just completely drenched the kitchen. Yeah, but my shirt's all right.
We ate at a small river. There really was a lot of water coming off of that shirt. I thought that too. Just wring it out, Bruce, before you get your non-iron shirt. Also, Bruce's fairly intense exercise regime. He loves a bit of exercise.
But I always find this a good one to do because it's just stops you falling to sleep, actually. 40 of those.
And we'll tell you how to do that after this. Thinking maybe I need to exercise a bit more? You want to do it the Bruce Forsyth way? That's coming up next on Radio 1. 40 of those.
Podcast.
Why didn't you mention the walk, Scott, says Sarah. I think I must have missed that bit.
Oh, the walk is brilliant. Basically, he was saying that as you get old, old people stop moving the top of their body, they just move their legs. So he was saying, well, you could move, to make yourself look younger, you move the bottom of your arms and then you move your shoulders and you look really young.
And he was doing that,
but
wasn't he?
Yeah, but it's basically just an older person swinging their arms like a mad thing. But he said young people should try doing it as well and then we'd never get old, so maybe
okay.
we should.
Well, and look at Bruce, he's 82, he's still doing it. I don't think there was any need to show what Bruce's pre-program routine is. You know, just before he was about to present Have I Got News For You?
Mm.
Did we really need to see him in the dressing room in his dressing gown and nothing else? When I'm watching Brucey on TV, I don't really want to think of that. That's what happens beforehand.
What, dressing gown, Bruce?
Yeah, I don't really like it, to be fair.
You prefer suited and booted, Bruce?
I prefer exercise, Bruce.
But I always find this a good one to do because it's just stops you falling to sleep, actually. 40 of those.
40 of those. I'm going to start doing this now. 10.
Your face and you're doing it.
20. Ow. 30.
You're going some.
40. There we are.
Does that hurt now?
40 of those. No, it's quite good, actually. Stops you falling asleep, doesn't it?
And this one is very good for the mid-region. There are going 21 of those.
No, I don't want to do the mid-region ones.
Now, I'm no exercise goddess, but I always thought when you did, like, reps of things, you did, like, 12 or 16. It's really odd that he does 21 of the mid-region one, like...
Why is it 21?
I don't know. Why not just do 20 and have a relax? I don't like Bruce's exercise noise.
He needs to do it. He needs to do a video, I think.
For Christmas?
Yes. Get that DVD out, Bruce. I'd watch it. And this is my favourite bit. Go on, Bruce.
I can't talk during this one. It should kill me.
Bless him.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are you still
10.
Going?
20.
Surely that's got to chafe after a while.
30. 40. Actually, it is quite accurate. I can see what Bruce is doing there.
He didn't pull that face when he was doing it, though, did he?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Lee.
All right, Lee, what's occurring?
Did you see the bit about the OCD porridge?
Oh, on the Brucey show last night, yeah.
Yeah, he was a bit particular about his Was it blueberries?
The blueberries and the raisins.
I thought he was going to have to get some mathematical instruments out at some point.
Never could start the day without my ablutions, my exercises, and then my porridge.
Thanks for the ablutions bit. Yeah, so basically what he does is he gets his bowl of porridge every morning the same, and then instead of just pouring blueberries and raisins on like your average person would do, he will kind of place them strategically in the porridge,
because then they don't clump.
That's what you say, wasn't it?
It was perfect. It was lovely.
It did look good, though, didn't it?
It was a real moment. Yeah, I thought, you know, it was good.
Until then, I bet you've just been putting the stuff on your porridge, willy and indeed nilly.
Absolutely, I just chuck it on normally, but I think I'm going to be really careful now.
Now you'll be doing it the Brucey way, won't you?
I will.
I think
Brucey
we all
way.
Will. Okay.
Get the Brucey stamp.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I've got to go.
Love you.
I love you. High five.
High five.
No, do it on the phone.
Bye.
Give me a high five. Press 5 on your phone. Yes.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
I didn't notice this, but a lot of people are saying that when I asked that man to give me a high five, he actually just hit his phone. He slapped his phone physically to give it a high five.
It's not going as well as you'd hoped, is it, that high five thing?
It's not really. It's not catching on that much. But how embarrassing for everybody there that he hit his phone.
What's occurring?
Some people found it quite funny, though. Okay, let's do Oh, What's Occurring? It's the last one of the week. It's What Are Those Kids On About special with Jake again. He's about to play Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh, What's Occurring?
And here's Jamelia.
Afternoon.
You right?
Yeah, very good.
You've been a proper lazy ball today. Yes, high five. You've been a proper lazy boy today.
Yeah, I fell asleep at 1 o'clock and I've just woken up.
Oh.
Rubbish.
Did you miss Loose Women or catch that?
No, I missed that.
Jeremy Kyle?
No, I was at work, but I got a bit ill, so I went home.
Oh, what's wrong with you?
Oh, are you off sick?
Yeah, I we were like ripping some ceilings down and I'm allergic to dust, so I was really ill and I had to go back.
Oh, I feel bad now.
That's all right.
Okay, so nothing exciting happened today, apart from a bit of choking and stuff.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
All right, well, hopefully you'll win today on Oh, and stay on till next week.
I'll try.
All right, let's have a go then.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's the last one of Jake and what are those old people? What are those kids on about?
Hey, my name's Jake and I'm from Bradford. I'm 5.
Yep.
6th in August.
Uh-huh. And let's play. First one. Jake says stuff, you guess what he's talking about. Simples.
What are those kids and old people on about?
So, what's Jake talking about here? Here's your first clue.
I keep doing them.
Yeah. Simple.
What do you say? I keep doing them.
He keeps doing them.
Oh, it's not poos again, is it?
So often is with Jake.
Yeah.
Jamelia?
Burps. Yep.
Okay, here's your next clue.
It happens sometimes when you're poorly. Sometimes it's sick comes out, but sometimes it doesn't.
It happens sometimes when you're not very well. Sometimes sick comes out, sometimes it doesn't.
Sudoku. If they're really hard, you're just like, oh, then...
Sick doesn't come out during Sudoku.
Might do if you can't do it and then you get really stressed and then you send yourself into some kind of...
Okay.
I had to say something because he's got it right, hasn't he, old jam face?
What are you saying, Jamelia?
I think I'm going to stick with burps.
Sticking with burps, okay.
I can't do burps. I'm really, really jealous.
They stop you talking and then you have to start all over again. I had them about... last year.
Oh, I had him last year.
I'm going to change hiccups.
Jamelia?
Yeah, I think Becky's right. I'll have to stick with burps.
So Jamelia says burps, Becky says hiccups. The answer, Jake, is...
Hiccups.
Yeah.
Yes!
He even did one at the end for us.
Hiccups.
Easy when you've got a summary involved.
Becky, doing them. I had had them last year. Sometimes it comes out, but sometimes it doesn't.
Hiccups. Obviously hiccups there. Okay, ready for your next one? What's Jake on about now?
The poo were really, really browny and flat.
Brownie and flat.
He's got one track mind. Squirrels.
Squirrels. Jamelia.
Cowpat.
Cowpat, okay. Next clue.
It jumped out of cage and when we woke up, I said, what's that? And then Moy comes downstairs and says, oh, and started touching it. So we decided to bury it.
Oh, they buried it.
Oh. Is it a fish?
Becky says, fish. What are you saying?
I don't know. A cow.
A cow.
I do really actually know he said cage.
He did say
he?
A cage. Cow in a cage.
A big cage.
I'm just going to change to gerbil.
Gerbil, all right. Are you still sticking with cow, Jamelia?
I don't have to, yeah.
You big weirdo. Okay, yeah. Next clue. Hello?
And we don't have legs and arms. They can't talk like us, but we do, like, popping noises. Like this noise.
So they make a popping noise.
I think I might have been right with fish.
Jamelia?
They don't have legs or arms. I don't know, like a snake. What, a snake? Do they make popping noises? I don't know.
What's your final answer?
Snake.
Snake. And you're going for, Becky...
What did I say?
Fish.
Fish. Yeah,
is that
fish.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
The answer, Jake, is...
Pet goldfish.
Yes!
Yes! Okay.
I only think that because my mum's jumped out of a goldfish bowl once and they woke up and it was on the carpet.
I thought you said your mum had jumped out of a goldfish bowl
once. No, I'd quite like to see that, though.
Ta-da! Jake, give us the clues, please, once again.
It jumped out of cage. We do, like, popping noises. The poo were really, really browny. And flat.
There we are. See, when you know, it's easy. Pet goldfish. OK, what's Jake on about here? Here's your next subject, your final subject.
They eat too much pies and chips. They wear massive, 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 massive T-shirts.
So they eat too much pies and they wear massive T-shirts.
Fat people.
Jamelia?
I don't want to insult anyone.
Keep it generic. Don't mention any names.
No. people who like pies.
Yeah. Do you want another clue?
Yeah, I think so.
Sometimes they talk drunk. Yesterday, she had glasses and black T-shirt, massive, massive pants, and she was waiting on the silent road. She was very slow going over the road.
Really slow going over the road. Any other guesses?
It's a big, fat, waddling woman, isn't it? But I don't know who.
Jamelia?
They wear all black. Does it wear black? Is that what you said?
Well, you know, yesterday she was wearing all black, yeah.
Has he got confused with, like, a giant penguin?
What, who eats pies?
Love the pies.
Are you being serious?
I don't know what to say.
Okay.
What would you guess, Scott?
Penguin.
Yeah.
Don't joke. I heard him feed you that information.
I'd say penguin. Next clue.
But I did see some sexy ladies in pictures. I saw sexy ladies in pictures. There's Barbie and Pony T-shirts on. And bought a chavvy boy.
Right, I think he's talking about something different now. I don't think that's helping at all.
No, some sexy ladies at the pictures.
But I did see some sexy ladies in pictures. I saw sexy ladies in pictures. There's Barbie and Pony T-shirts on. And bought a chavvy boy.
Right. So, from that, what do you say for the final answer?
A weeble.
A weeble, says Becky. Jamelia?
So they love the pies and they wear black sometimes.
Yeah.
Is it Kerry Katona?
Kerry Katona? Let's find out. What's the answer, Jake?
Big girls in belly tops.
It's big girls in belly tops.
We're never going to get that.
So, frankly, you can... Can I give him a point for Kerry Katona? Yeah, you have a point. There we are.
Thanks.
But you still lost.
Oh, no.
Oh, rubbish.
Not good.
If you want a summary of big girls in belly tops, like I said, easy when you know the answers.
They eat too much pies. They wear massive T-shirts. She was very slow going overboard.
Yeah. Thank you, Jake, for doing Oh, What's Kerrin? And thank you, Jamelia, Jamie, for being a good sport.
That's OK. Thanks for having me on.
You've been amazing.
I hope you feel better soon.
Yeah, I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for being on.
Bye-bye.
What's a curry?
It's Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Dear Scott's on, Posh Radio 4, reading out the stuff you've been telling us this week. Let's go.
Dear all, hi. I am having inappropriate dreams about Becky. Yeah. She's lovely. Think I've got a bit of a crush on her. How do I get over this? Love the show. Elliot, off of Northampton.
Elliot. You don't want to go out with Becky.
Why?
These dreams, they're just dreams. And in real life, it's not as good as you think it's going to be.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying that she often farts in the studio and says it's her trainer. Sorry, it's my trainer making a noise again.
It was my trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Look.
That See? Wasn't your trainer, though, was it? Do it again.
Don't make me out to be some...
You can do it on demand. Incredible.
Don't make me out to be some kind of minger.
She goes to... Well, she wants to go to secret nuclear bunkers on her days off. It's not going to be what you think. And you... I mean, I know you can't help what you dream about, but just think about it. It's not going to... It's not... It's just no. Not a good idea. Anything else that you do to put him off?
I could list a million things.
I could, but I'm not going to.
I'd eat you out of house and cheese.
True. Next.
Dear Scott, I found somebody on YouTube who has discovered that TikTok and California Girls are exactly the same song, but with different lyrics. I thought you might like to hear the mashup he made of them playing in time to see for yourself. I think it actually sounds great as a mashup. What do you guys think? From Jack, London.
Cheers, Jack in London. I love it when people send us things like this, little mashups they found and other stuff online. So here it is, TikTok and California Girls mashup. Don't stop, it's ridiculous, we're unforgettable. Nightly dukes, blue, we see the sun top. Sack on the skin, soak the party up, your popsicle. Oh my God, it is the same. That's amazing.
I can't tell which one's which in bits of it.
Same, really the same. Wow. I thought they sounded similar before, but that really is... They are one song. Next!
Dear Scott, Becky, the ever-talented PR4L, and the one that never speaks. I recently discovered that Enrique Iglesias actually translates to Henry Church. That's a sneaky way of getting a posh name. I wonder what your names would be if translated to Spanish. Love you, babes. Jimmy, off of Chesterless Street.
Cheers, babes. So his name is Henry Church?
Yeah.
Enrique Iglesias is so much more exotic, though.
It is. Do you want a Spanish name now?
Yeah. I've always wanted a Spanish name.
Let's try and translate it for you.
I've always wanted to be Juan something something. Rodriguez or something. Are you translating my name into Spanish now?
Molinos Scott is the closest. Scott Molinos?
Scott Molinos is... I like that.
Yeah? You could be Scott Roberto Molinos.
Yeah.
That works.
I just think it sounds so good and quite sexual.
Mm. Why would you want that?
Who doesn't want a sexual name? Enrique Iglesias, that's a hot name.
Right, okay.
Can't we make the Scott sound a bit
yeah,
more...
Yeah, okay. Molinos Escocesa.
Yes! That's what I'm going to be called now.
That actually means Scottish Mills, but that's
I don't care,
it
sounds
good.
As. Imagine that on a jingle. What is it again?
Molinos Escocesa.
Radio 1. See, that would be brilliant. So much better than Scott Mills! Next!
Dear Scott, Becky, TOTDS and PR4L. I was casually browsing the web yesterday and found that certain supermarkets have made a lasagna sandwich. OMG, is that not the best thing ever? Since you and Becky are huge fans of food, there may be a gap in the market for weird sandwich fillings, such as Fanta sandwiches you made Richard Armitage try, or like... Yeah, have you got any other ideas? Love you lots, Maggie, off of Tunbridge Wells.
Sometimes on this show we do like to try out things, new foodstuffs that we hear about from various people and online, like the Fanta bread, which was
like
pretty good.
Like the one we got off the Super Size versus Super Skinny, which was the bread roll with the... You're just dreaming about it. It was the bread roll with this hot sausage roll with the melted cheese and mayonnaise in it.
So
that
wrong.
That was so good.
So wrong, but so right.
I think Chappers disowned us that day, didn't he? But
yeah.
It was really good.
Because we were like, okay, we'll just try it, and then ended up eating all of it.
That was a good one. That's but lasagna sandwich sounds amazing.
I saw this online yesterday. Tesco are now doing, and I think it's only them, are doing a lasagna sandwich. So that's bread, carbs, and lasagna. Lots more carbs.
You know
and then
what?
Some more bread on the other side. Carbific.
But isn't there something so amazing about double or even triple carbs in one meal?
Yes.
Like when you have potato bake with chips.
Yeah.
Or like pasta bacon chips.
It's brilliant. Oh,
so
can we try? We'll try and get one tomorrow.
Well, I tried to get one today and I couldn't find one. They only had a chicken one. They didn't have the lasagna one.
Okay. But at least we tried. Well, we'll try and get one tomorrow.
If not.
I want to try that.
If not. I've got it. Just buy a lasagna, buy some bread, make our own. Might be slightly chunky, but you know, it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter. It's still a lasagna sandwich. I'm up for that.
I might do a carbonara bap.
Next.
Were you really on a flight at the weekend where we couldn't eat nuts? So was I, going to Nice on Saturday. They said the same to us. I didn't eat nuts until Sunday, just to be safe. Matt, off of Swindon, XX.
Hey, Matt. No, I don't think I was on your flight because I don't remember being in Nice. But yeah, this happened to me the other day. They wouldn't serve peanuts on the plane because there was someone on board with a peanut allergy, so no one could have any. Next.
About nuts on planes. Hi, Scott. The reason you can't have nuts when there is someone with an allergy is because of the air circulation system. As they recycle the air, little particles from the nuts could end up being breathed in by someone with allergies, even if they're in another class. My stepmother is allergic. Katie.
Yeah, quite a few people have been saying this, and I actually didn't know that. So thank you for everyone that's told me about this. That's quite a serious thing, actually. Thanks, Katie. Right, next one.
Dear Scottala, Becala, and TOTDS, I was just wondering if you could make Lloyd's football song by Miss Doolittle as a download, like you did for the legend that is Timmy Trendy, Smiley.
Oh, Timmy Trendy. We were only talking about him earlier today. I've known this for a while, have you?
No.
Fabulous! Yeah, that's enough. did you want more? Sorry.
You liked it at the time.
Also, can you bring Lloyd back? I love him. Laughing smiley. You complete me, Imogen off of Reading, XX.
We were talking about what we could do with Lloyd, and we think that he may be interested in doing something for us on the European Championships, which is 2 years away. But think about how disinterested he was in football at times this year. By the time he's 16, he's 14 now, he's not going to care. But we'll keep in touch with Lloyd, and yes, you can hear his song again.
His name's Lloyd, he's 14. He likes football, girls and penguins. But the chicks just aren't very keen. 'Cause no one likes a fella with the vuvuzela. Lloyd teaches Scott about free kicks, corners and shots. Without him, Scott would know a lot. Never a whinger, he's a ginger ninja.
World Cup South Africa 2010. We got through it only thanks to Lloyd.
Still sounds good.
He's so groovy, he's born in Shrewsbury. His football tips we all enjoy.
World Cup South Africa 2010. We got through it only thanks to Lloyd.
He's no wuss, he doesn't like couscous. And he's better than Paul the Octopus. Yeah.
A lot of double carb fans on the text. Loving it. Anything else you want to know? Anything you want to tell us about? Those mashups were good. Stuff you found on the internet, things you want to know about us or the show, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put Dear Scott on the subject.
Chris in Kettering says the best sandwich he's seen is onion bargee sandwich.
Oh my God, imagine how amazing that would be.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.